Brethren, we have met to worship and adore the Lord our God.
It's time for the Holy Manna radio broadcast with Brother Byron Chesney, pastor at Highland Baptist Church. For the next few minutes, Brother Byron will be bringing you some truths from God's holy word. So have your Bible ready and follow along with Brother Byron.
The sodomite, it seems like they ought to give in to their animal compassions and lust with someone of the same sex. It seems that way to them, but that's not true. The end thereof are the ways of death. The drug addict, it seems to him he needs another hit, another shot, another pill, something else. He needs that. He thinks he does. It seems like he does, but he doesn't need that because the end of that thereof is death. He don't need that. The alcoholic, he seems to think he needs another bottle. Bud doesn't make you any wiser, friends. He seems to think that he does. He seems to think he needs a shot. He seems that he needs to go into a bar. He seems to think he needs to hang around with other people that drink, but he does not need that. You know why? Because the end of it, therefore, is death. The religionist seems to think that he needs to do his religious routines. Seems to think that. He seems to think that if I can live a good life and work hard and do things, it seems to me that I ought to be assured a place in heaven. Brother Plott was talking the other day when we observed the Jewish Passover demonstration of how they see things on a scale. That if they can do enough good things, then it'll balance out all the bad things that they do. It seems that way, but it's not true. Because the end thereof is death, the Bible says. So the ways that seem right in our mind are completely wrong. The Bible says in Proverbs 12 and 15, the way of a fool is right in his own eyes, but he that hearkeneth unto counsel is wise. Listen, our own thoughts, our own mind, our own ways are foolish. They're foolish. That's why we're told this in Proverbs 3 and 5. Trust in the Lord with all thine heart and lean not unto thine own understanding. Too many people today are leaning unto their own understanding. We need to lean unto God's understanding, to God's ways, to God's thoughts, to the way that is right in God's eyes. Not only are our thoughts not God's thoughts, but our ways are not God's ways. We find also in Isaiah 55, 8 through 9, for my thoughts are not your thoughts, neither are your ways my ways, saith the Lord. For as the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts than your thoughts. This word ways means your manner, your habit, your custom, your course, how you do things, what you're known for. You know, somebody may say, well, that's the way he is. You may try to put off this saying and say, that's just the way I am. And that's the way you act, your course, your manner, the way people know you from. Oh yeah, that's the way he is, or that's the way she is. Well, our opening text in Proverbs 14:12 says, there is a way which seemeth right unto man, but the end thereof are the ways of death. The ways of death. Listen, your way is a deadly way. God's way is assurance in heaven. So our way is not right, and our way leads to death. That's been established in the Bible. And we may ask ourselves, well, what is the way that we need to go? Well, that one's an easy one. I find that God's ways are found in His commandments. In Deuteronomy chapter 8 and verse 6, the Bible says, therefore thou shalt keep the commandments of the Lord thy God to walk in His ways and fear Him. You see that? So God commands His people. And I know we're talking in Deuteronomy. Everybody says, oh, that's the Old Testament. That's under the law. We don't have to do that and do this. Oh, friends, come on. This is God's thoughts here. And God says that we need to walk in His ways. If you notice throughout all the portals of history, everybody that decided to walk out of God's ways and walk in their own ways have been destroyed. Look at the Roman Empire. Did anybody ever think that that place would ever... They never thought that they'd be destroyed. They never thought that they would be an end to them, but there was. All the world empires it's ever been throughout all of history, they've all crumbled. They've all fell. Why? Because they went their way. They didn't go God's way. Well, listen, we think about the commandments. Everybody says, well, we need to obey the Ten Commandments. And we go through the list in Exodus 20. You know, thou shalt have no other gods before me. Thou shalt not make any unto thee any graven images. We go on down the list of all the ten. And while we do need to observe these Ten Commandments, those, and they're all God's ways, there's much more in God's Word that shows us what His ways are. Not just the Ten Commandments. For example, loving our neighbor as ourself. That's a difficult one, isn't it? I mean, we certainly love ourselves. I mean, you got up this morning and you took care of yourself. Did you think about the welfare of your neighbor? Most of us got up and the first thing we could think of is, I've got to have some coffee. I know that was my thoughts. And so we take care of ourselves, and then if our neighbor, if we just happen to have time, maybe we'll consider them. But God says we need to love our neighbor as ourselves. We need to believe on the Lord Jesus Christ for everything that we need. The Bible also gives another commandment, which a lot of people forsake, is not to forsake the assembling of yourself together, as the manner of such is, but even more so, as you see that day approaching. Well, that's a commandment from God too. And there's many others that are not in the list of the Ten Commandments. Well, all these are God's ways. All of His commandments, everything He says in His Word to do, those are God's ways. But yet we forsake God's ways. Sadly, we're far from them. We miss the mark badly. Take one look. Did anybody pull up the news today? If you pulled up the news, you would have found all kinds of horrible things in there. There was a point in my life where I quit looking at the news. It was so depressing. Everything that you see is just horrible, terrible. You see the wickedness, the evil, the sin that's going on in this country, in this world. If you was to look at it today, you would see that man is going his own way, and the results of it is sin and ultimately death. But God's ways are holy. They're perfect. He says sin leads to death, but we say sin leads to satisfaction. We see something that we desire, we have a lust for it, we desire it, we look into it, and we fall into sin. Listen, you're not falling into sin. You are committing sin. I don't believe people just fall into it. I believe that people commit it, and you're willingly committing it because of the wickedness in your heart. And so we say that it leads to satisfaction, but God says, no, it doesn't. It leads to death. Well, God's ways is reconciliation, but what do? Our way is to run from God. Have you ever been in sin and you know you're in sin and you're rebelling against God? And what's the first thing you want to do? You want to get away from anything godly. Don't turn on that Christian music. Don't get around me with the Bible. I don't want to see that. Church? And so when you're in sin, you want to avoid godly things. But God says there's reconciliation with Him. But we say, no, let's run. God's ways are to reach out to the poor, lost wanderer, the soul out there. But you know what our ways are? They're the ways of Judas, who sold him out for 30 pieces of silver. That's our way. You say, well, Brother Byron, I would never have done that. You might want to think about that. God's ways are mercy. What are our ways? Merciless. Merciless. We have very little mercy on people today. Somebody does something to you, something you don't like, something that is against the way you think, the first thing you do, you write them off. No mercy. They deserve what they got. And we look at people in the news as committed crimes, we say, stick it to them. More people are concerned today about some man that abused an animal today than they are all these children that are being aborted in their mother's wombs. And so I would read a comments from these people saying this man needs to die. They ought to do the same thing to this man. There's no mercy in this life today. There's no mercy. Unless you're an animal, there's mercy in animals. Well, this morning in our Sunday school class, as I was mentioning, we studied through Genesis chapter 11. We looked at the first 9 verses, which deals with man being scattered. Approximately probably 100 years after the flood, man was still sinning against God, still rebelling. And so the first thing they did was they were so self-absorbed, they wanted to exalt themselves up into the heavens so that all the world could see them and look at them and pay attention to them. And so they were, more or less, as I mentioned today, they were shaking their fist in God's face. Look at what we can do. We can build bricks. We'll go and get the mud and the pitch and the slime and we'll build a brick and we'll build a big old tower and we'll reach all the way into heaven and everybody will see us and know who we are. That's man's ways. What did God do? God came down, the Bible said. The Lord came down and he saw what man was doing. And then he said, let us go, Jesus and the Holy Spirit, let us go down there and let's confound their language. Otherwise, they're going to do whatever their wicked hearts imagine. And they will do it. So the inhabitants of that day and the earth, it seemed right for them to build a tower to be seen above all men, but not to God. His thoughts were not theirs, and his ways was not their ways. And they learned a hard lesson. Have you ever wondered what would become of us if God decided to just let us go on our own? What if God said, you know what? My hands are gone. That's it. I'm just leaving them alone and let them do whatever they want to do. What if God did that? And there's some people believe that. Some people believe that God created man and then left them alone to do whatever they want to do. And there's no repercussions. There's nothing else. God just took his hands off of us and maybe went to some other place and created some other race somewhere else. There's some people believe that. That's called deism. You'll find the church today, you may have heard of Unitarians. They have that belief. They have that belief. And everybody eventually will go to heaven. You know, they're not concerned about hell or anything like that. But, you know, we do whatever we want to do. God created us, and we just try to live a good life and all that stuff. Some people say that our forefathers, Benjamin Franklin, George Washington, were deists. I don't believe they were deists in the truest sense of the form. Because if you read the historical papers and the books they've written, they're talking constantly about our Creator. They're constantly talking about God and His provisions and the things that He does for us. But what would become of us if God just took His hands off of us and left us up to our own volition? What would become of us? The ends thereof are the way of death. If God just left us on our own, we would destroy ourselves from within. We would implode, friends. It's obvious if it was left up to us, then we would do everything unnatural to our ability that we could do until we would finally become extinct as a human race. And you think, well, how in the world would that happen? Were you not around when they passed the laws through Congress that two men could marry each other and two women could marry each other? How are they going to be fruitful and multiply and replenish the earth when they cannot do that? It's not physically possible. So if man is left up on their own, and you got two men together and two women together, nobody can have children and populate this earth. Eventually, over about 100 years, we would all be gone. Because the way thereof, man's ways, is the way of death. It leads to destruction. So it's obvious if God left it up to us, then we would be destroyed. Proverbs 14:12, there is a way which seemeth right unto man, but the end thereof are the ways of death. Well, we've heard all the bad things. And we know that this is no secret. You all are adults here, most of you. You have a mind of your own. You understand these things. You know how man operates and how wickedness is and how holy God is. But yet we continue on seeming to think that we know the right way. So what do we do about it all? I mean, can we do anything? I mean, people have been preaching for the last 2,000 years this type of thing. What can be done? Well, we can find the answer in God's Word. Aren't you glad of that? Ecclesiastes 12:13. The Bible says, let us hear the conclusion of the whole matter. Fear God and keep His commandments. For this is the whole duty of man. Do you see that? Fear God and keep His commandments. For this is the whole duty of man. You see, if we would simply just be obedient to God's Word and what God says, all we got to do is fear Him and keep His commandments and everything is going to work out on their own.
We pray that this has been a blessing to you. If you feel led to help us with the cost of the broadcast, our address is Highland Baptist Church, 6014 Bavely Road, Knoxville, Tennessee, 37924. Until next time, may the Lord richly bless you.